Let's head out to the Illinois State Fair for another report from Stu Ellis with Ken Hartman, the president of the Illinois Corn Growers Association.
Well, obviously, it's all about creating markets. We're frustrated right now with the prices. I know we all are. And, you know, our number one priority is creating markets. So, you know, we're always working on that. Obviously, E15, getting this passed here in the next couple months or by the end of the year, we have to get this done. I mean, that would be a huge mark, E15 year-round all over the United States. Obviously, the other thing we're wanting to do is, you know, we worry about protecting some of our markets. Right now, Mexico has been our number one purchaser of corn. We're very happy with that. Canada is our number one purchaser of ethanol. That's very important. But also, you know, we're working with the president, supporting them as far as working on some of these trade agreements. You know, we keep producing more corn. We need to grind more corn. And the way that is to basically, you know, work on domestic with ethanol and then work on exports for not only just corn, but ethanol and dry distillers grain. And we think there's a lot of opportunities out there.
Last week, corn growers sent a letter to the White House, to leaders in Congress, indicating that the economy is just not very friendly right now to the corn industry.
Yeah, we're definitely, you know, we're concerned with that, the economic side of it, and we think that the way to improve that is to work on creating markets. And if it's higher blends of ethanol, E15, 20% ethanol, hopefully in the future or higher, we're looking at that. We're looking at you know, creating other markets overseas. We're also looking at concerns with, you know, these high input costs. I mean, it's frustration. I don't know exactly what we can do right now, but we need to make people understand that it's tough time for farmers right now, and there's a lot of concerns there.
That input issue is fertilizer-based for a major part. So I'm assuming that some farmers are going to be cutting back on fertilizer expenses fall, and that means maybe a haircut on some of the production for next year.
Yeah, it's definitely, when you start looking at some of the prices we're seeing, we don't see how farmers can afford to pay for that. But it's not only just fertilizer, it's all input costs. If you look across the board, you know, I say this inflation factor that's happened the last couple of years is just, everything has just climbed, and it's frustration what things cost, and we got to figure out a way to lower them costs for what the prices are today.
You've made a lot of trips to Washington and testified I don't know how many different times to I don't know how many different committees. I'm sure the farmer really has a pretty good impact when that message gets heard by a congressman.
I really believe that National Corn Growers and, you know, our states, you know, grassroots organization are very much, we got a lot of impact and a lot of discussions we've had. I mean, I've met with Secretary Rollins. We met a few weeks ago with Deputy Secretary Vaden. We've met with the administrative EPA. We've had a lot of good meetings, and we're stressing, you know, how important agriculture is to rural America and what they can help us and do. So we're hoping that they are listening to us and working with us, that we can fix some of these issues and get some markets and fix some of the economics of corn growers.
The MAHA movement and in Washington has to be a great concern to farmers.
We have a lot of concern with the MAHA report. You know, when it first came out, you know, it labeled glyphosate and atrazine in it, which is very concerning. These are chemicals, pesticides we've used for many, many years. EPA's have reviewed them for many, many times. And we want to keep them tools in a toolbox, as I say, because let's face it, we have to have them tools in order to keep doing what we're doing. We want to be more sustainable. Folks want, our customers want us to be more sustainable. We need these tools. You know, we've increased basically cover crops. We've ended up increasing no-till farming. You know, we're trying to really be sustainable, but we need those products. And we've looked at if they start taking our pesticides away, I mean, we could see a reduction in yield 60, 70%. So we need to stress to them that we have to have our tools in order to be sustainable and profitable.
Should that message get to consumers as a reason why things may have changed in the grocery store?
I think consumers need to understand that we have some of the safest food in the world. You know, our EPA is looked at one of the best folks as far as reviewing chemicals in the world. I mean, we've got safe food. We have safer food than anywhere in the world. So we need to stress to our consumers that they understand that, and that's why we have the system we have, and we don't need to redo that.